laced up.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Welcome back to Banter with the Boys, Fast Laps, where we got the Italian GP recap, the Azerbaijan GP preview.
Ooh.
Ooh, yes, I've done it.
Put a little sauce on it.
Yes, put a little sauce on it. Next to me, we got Joe Trefitty.
What? I don't know. I'm so sorry. I'd like to formally apologize.
It was a dare. No,
so impossibly cringe.
Ridiculously cringe. That was an open.
It wasn't
was
open.
Hey, that was an
that
opening.
That was an opening. There goes all the energy I had, though. That was it.
Oh, yep. Okay.
So let's tone it back to our normal voice. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Mike.
Inside Voices.
Also
happy
here.
Happy to be here again. Since we're
with
on the Cringe
Hulkenberg
Factor.
Steak hat.
Hulkenberg hat.
Spotify listeners.
In memoriam of Hulkenberg, who didn't die, but didn't even start the race. Solidarity. Since we're on our cringe streak right now, excited to talk about all sorts of things, including what happened with McQuarren.
Yeah. It's a Sauber's natural McQuarren. State, yes. You know, in the garage.
In the garage. Or on the side of the road.
I'm not wearing anything.
Don't worry, Alpine finishes.
Wait, no.
They're just
okay,
the
sorry. For our Spotify listeners, I am wearing things. I'm wearing. We're good.
Don't worry.
I'm not wearing anything.
I hope so.
Anyway, all right. There's a lot going on. Kev's behind the cameras getting everything done.
Thanks,
for
Kev.
Us, of course. Yes, let's just move on, Kev, to our Italian GP recap. Oh, my God. I can't. To start... our pre-race banter. Yes, that's what we call it. You know, quali, practice, yada, yada. Joe, you usually, no offense, but you usually pull it up here because you just always have notes on it. So it just works out.
Definitely not as much as the last race we had. Mm. We had a ton of notes pre-race. Mm-hmm. This time around...
mind you, this race happened a minute ago.
It did.
Like.
It
weeks
did.
Ago now.
So just as a reminder, Hamilton did have a five-grid place penalty coming into the weekend. Ferrari still looked pretty quick in practices, though. Piastri was a little off the pace all weekend leading up to the race. And I think part of it is that he did not get to practice in FP1 because he had to give up a seat to a rookie. So it kind of leads me to believe that maybe Piastri just kind of like he really like thrives having those practice sessions and getting stuff down, or maybe he just wasn't as comfortable this weekend in the car. Quali, fastest Q1 was Russell was the fastest in Q1 with mediums. He had a little soundbite at the end of Q3 asking why they didn't put him on mediums again. And then Max Verstappen, right after Lando sets the fastest lap in F1 history, Max Verstappen sets it. So that's the second race weekend in a row where Max or Lando gets the record and then Max or someone else breaks it. So
naturally.
Pre-race. Yep.
Okay. Fun stuff.
Wow. Yep. Energy is just gone.
So
yeah,
fun.
He burned it all
no,
in
I'm
the
just
beginning.
No. Yeah. Max starting at the front of the grid for us as we head into our Italian GP here, followed by, let's see, Norris, Piastri, Leclerc, Russell, Antonelli, which you have a note here that I'm curious about, Bortoleto, Alonso, Tsunoda, and Hamilton. Where would you like to start? You know what? Let's start with Aston because it'll be real quick. Yeah. Alonso didn't finish the race. Stroll. Just
Stroll.
P18. Was this your doing, Joe?
I sad
for
trombone.
The rest of this doc. Yeah, sad trombone. That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
So we were talking about this earlier. We were watching the recap before we started this. And the DNF from Alonso was a suspension failure. And they did some research as to what caused that suspension failure. Because it looked like he just took the corner and his car just went and was just done. Come to find out, what happened was a rock had gotten kicked up and it hit the suspension in the perfect place and basically snapped the suspension. So apparently there was a large enough sized rock in the gravel trap that got into there and basically kicked up.
And hit the perfect place.
And hit the... basically, like, they're like, this shouldn't be happening and we don't expect to see this happen again, but it's something that can just kind of happen.
I'm
these cars
not...
are.
impressed with that.
Yeah. So yeah.
That's
so that that is why he took the DNF, I guess. So
okay.
Bit fair of a cover. More enough. More from the Alonso unlucky season.
Literally. He's been super unlucky for Alonso all season, yes. Let's see. I mean, I don't, you need to say anything on Aston?
No, I mean, yeah, it was just, Stroll. It was really rough seeing Alonso go down and then Stroll, being Stroll, you know. Consistent. Actually, Stroll, I don't think Stroll did anything wrong. I think he actually got screwed over a little bit with that collision with
Esteban.
Yeah.
I think it was Esteban.
Yeah. You know, just pretty bad weekend for Aston after a good one I think they had in Zandvoort. So.
Yeah, they were like super fast in Zandvoort, weren't they?
Yeah. I will just touch on Alpine really quick. I mean, just not good. Not good. Gasly finishing P16, Colapinto P17. A couple weeks ago, Joe made our little document here, just how we organize our notes. He said, "Who is this team again?" And I just kind of left it in there. I was like, yeah, this is pretty much still holding true. So,
I would like them to get better at some point. Right?
I've been super high on it all year that they will trend up as the season ends, like they've done literally the past two seasons, actually. Mm-hmm. So, but we're not quite seeing that yet. So it's, you know, I'm more or less looking forward to next season, you know, when they will be powered by that Mercedes power unit.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how much of this is literally just the fault of Renault was like, yeah, we're cashing it in. And so there's just been no upgrades to the powertrain division. And like, they can't compete, especially on these high power circuits like Monza. I expect them to do really poorly at Baku as well because it's another high power circuit. Like the Renault engine is just bad. I expect them to be better next year.
Mm. I hope so. Like we were talking before we started the show, I've been seeing a ton of articles lately saying like, is Gasly just wasting his career at Alpine, or is he like too good for Alpine or whatever? So I don't know. As a Gasly fan, that's been fun to watch, but also sucks to think about that. Like, yeah, he's been there for a minute now.
Yep.
Nothing seems to have improved. So let's hope for 2026, right? Probably be saying that for every episode the rest of the season. Probably. For Alpine. So let's see. Haas. What happened?
I don't know. There was some incidents. I think both drivers got into incidents, didn't they? Yeah, because Ocon had an incident with Stroll. I think that was just very clearly Ocon's fault, I feel. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember the incident because I remember watching it and just rolled my eyes and just kept going. And then there was the incident between Oliver Bearman
just
and...
Just an acceptance.
An Oconism. And then there was the incident with Bearman and Carlos Sainz. We'll go to blows on this. I think it's a racing incident. I think Oliver shouldn't have gotten.
No, yeah. I think that's fair. I think it probably is more of a racing incident. I think he was not fully, I mean, he wasn't enough alongside Sainz to still think it was his. I think Sainz still probably could have gave him room. If anyone was to get a penalty, I do think it would have been, should be Bearman, but I'd be happy with it also just being a racing incident.
I would prefer it to be a racing incident. This is like this is where we get into the same thing we were talking about with Sainz and Lawson, where like it's all about racing integrity. Do we want to see racing or do we want to watch them just do time trials?
Right.
So like Oliver was making a move. It was a bit of a bold move, but it was a move. And at that point, like Carlos should be defending, but at that point, like he's already got Oliver Bearman on the inside, and Carlos took no changing actions. He just took the racing line and just expected that Oliver would just give him the spot. And, like, is that really racing?
I mean, it is because they don't need to give space unless they're a certain length, like, aside them. So it's like he's right. Fighting within the rules. Bearman wasn't there enough, at least in my perspective. He could have been, and maybe the FIA have been wrong before. I mean, I'm going to touch on something that they were wrong on very soon. But, it is unfortunate. Sainz has just been given a bad hand race after race after race.
As he's wearing the Williams hat.
Yeah, I'm truly wearing this because four signs, like solidarity for the man, because he has just been given a bad hand over and over and over again. And I feel like he's been picking it up. Like he's been trying, and he's been improving too. Like we're seeing him improve, and then he just keeps on getting into these incidents. And like most of the time, I don't feel like they're his fault. A lot of them, they are racing incidents. And if a lot of the time they are racing incidents, then yeah, it probably is a learning experience that he should be taking back.
Right.
But yeah,
honestly, when I watched the incident happen, the only solidarity I took in the fact that they gave Oliver that penalty was the fact that I'm like, this is exactly what happened with Carlos. My thought process was like, maybe they're just giving Oliver this penalty to have some sort of consistency because they gave it to Carlos last race. And, you know, or not last race, two races ago.
No, it was.
It was Hungary that it happened.
No, it was Zandvoort.
Was it Zandvoort? Mm-hmm. Oh, it was Zandvoort. You're right. It was turn one of Zandvoort. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like, I'm like, maybe this is just, you know, they're doing it for consistency's sake. I don't like that, but at least they're consistent with their rules. And you're going to talk about that. It only is going to make me more upset that Oliver still has this penalty. I think Haas should get on the FIA for the exact same thing.
Sure.
I almost cursed. I'll watch my language. Very, very.
You're fine.
Very emotional.
Worked up about that one.
What do you think?
Rightfully
as a unbiased.
Yeah.
Very.
I'm actually
very,
two very, biased opinions I mean, here.
Truly very curious what your opinion is on that move.
For me, it seemed like, I mean, of course, we're going to see it from a way different perspective than the two drivers, mm-hmm. right?
Of course.
But it felt like to me, Carlos, I actually just didn't straight up. I don't know. For me, it definitely seemed more in Carlos than it did Bierman. I mean, yeah, Bierman, Carlos had the turn, you know, he had the right. It's literally happening again.
He's
right
watching
here.
It happen.
I don't know. I feel like Carlos needs to give more room there. I mean, it was a tight race going up to the turn, and you know that he's there. And I mean, it's not like he took off past Bierman on the straight for me. He got up next to him, but it's not like it was a full overtake. So I don't know. I feel like you got to give him a little room there. I don't think anybody should have got a.
Can you bring that back for 2 seconds? Not to mention, I do believe they were racing side by side beforehand. Go just a little bit further back. Yeah, so they're side by side racing here. So they're side by side racing, and Carlos simply late braked the corner and then tried to just take the racing line.
Because Bierman almost passed him. He almost passed him, actually.
Right. So like that's
on the straight.
That's racing. So that's why I'm saying it should be a racing incident. Like. They were racing, and Carlos took an aggressive line and was hoping that Oliver would just get on the brakes.
Or he thought he was past him. I don't know. It could be an honest mistake that he thought he was past him. But I don't know. For me, again, seeing it from where we can see it from, kind of looked like from his view, yeah, you don't see his car at all, but I can't quite see his mirror there. Can he see him in his mirror or not? You know, from the TV pod angle, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I'm not sure, but
yeah,
you can't see any piece of his car from the TV pod, at least.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he just straight up figured he got past him.
Feels
but
like it's
for me, Bierman carried a lot of speed coming out of that corner and down the straight.
Seeing it again here, I don't know where Bierman is trying to go here because he's not making that turn like that. He's going to keep on pretty much going straight-ish,
which means he's hoping to
push signs probably off track on the next turn. Then
he would have,
and then he gets the overtake because of that. So signs are just like no, you know.